Laurie and welcome to Heartbeat. Over the next few weeks, I'm going to be sharing about Christian community. And I'm going to split this over a few weeks because there are different aspects that I want to talk about. And I want to share about how our Christian communities help each of us to draw closer to holiness. I want to talk about how these Christian communities that we're in are valuable, why they're important, how they help us to holiness, and then how we can rejoice in others in our community. Many of us know what it's like to be part of a community, any type of community. Maybe you've been part of a school community. A lot of us know what that's like as we're growing up. We're part of different school events. We're part of a specific class. We know what it's like to be in a school environment. Many of us know what it's like to be in a working community, to go every day to the same place to work, to have different colleagues, to interact with each other. We know what that's like to be in part of that environment. Maybe you have a hobby that you do, something that you enjoy doing that you're a part of, an exercise group, an arts and craft hobby group. My mum many years ago did art and craft where she made a little decoupage dolphin that we have sitting in our house. And that was something mum was a part of and was quite proud of. You know, think of a community. We're all in different aspects of community. We're all in different ones in our lives. We're not just part of one community. But today specifically, I want to talk about the Christian community, the Christian faith community that you may be a part of, whether that's your church, maybe it's a Christian community of friends that you have that you gather every week, maybe your small group. Many women I know, and men too, are part of small groups where they gather and they share their lives together. And it's something that's really, really important. We know if you've been in a Christian community, been in church for a while, we know that Christian community is not perfect. We sin, we make mistakes. Maybe you've had things done to you that have been quite wrong. And I just want to call that out from the beginning that I recognize Christian communities are not perfect. With us as humans who are frail, who are weak, they're never going to be perfect. So what do we do? What we do is we look to Jesus, who is the example, the perfecter of our faith. In the book of Hebrews chapter 12, the actual little heading that has in my Bible, it actually says the example of Jesus. And it says verse 2, that we should look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. And then the next verse I really love, it says, consider him, so consider Jesus, who endured with hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. You know, those times in our Christian communities where we do fall down, where there is sin, we have to look to Jesus because he is the perfecter of our faith. He is the example that we follow, not those of us who do sin in our communities. So as we talk about community over these next few weeks, I want to remind you that Jesus is who we're looking to. Jesus is who we're striving for. And that's really the goal, so that as we do fall down sometimes in our communities, we need to remind ourselves as mature Christians that we're looking to Jesus. So with that in mind, why is a Christian community really important? And the reason Christian community is really valuable and important is it's because that's how God made us. We were not designed to do our faith by ourselves. You may have friends, and I've had people in my life who say they believe in God, but they don't believe in the church. They don't believe in needing to be part of a community. They believe they can do their faith on their own. The problem with that is that we were not made to do faith on our own. We were made to do it with each other. When we are baptized, we actually become sons and daughters of God, each one of us, which means we are baptized into a family. We're baptized into the body of Christ. So we are meant to do our faith, live our faith out with people around us. Christian community actually should grow our faith. When we gather with people who believe what we believe, it should grow our faith as we share our lives. One of the scriptures, I think it's in Corinthians, it says, that we are spurred on to love and good deeds when we're in gathering together in a community, that as we gather, as we share our faith in our Christian community, it actually encourages me to love people as I should love them. It encourages me to go out and do good works because I'm spurred on by others in my community encouraging me. Faith communities encourage us to seek God more. I don't know about you, but when life is really hard and I'm going through a tough time, I need others to come and help me, to remind me of who God is in my life, to remind me how I can continue to seek God, how I should keep going. The Christian community does that. But when you're not gathered around others who believe the same that you believe, then you can't be encouraged to keep going in your faith. You need Christian community, you need Christian friends around you to help you do that. We're not meant to live our faith in isolation. We're meant to do it together. Being part of the family, the Christian family that I was talking about, means that we have a bond together. And the things that we have in common, like all communities have things in common, but the thing that we have in common is Jesus. Jesus is the thing that keeps us together as part of our community. And being in the community helps to lead us to holiness. If you've been to church for a while, you may not have people who are similar age or have similar interests to you. And that's okay. But what you do have in common is Jesus. You have this Christian bond. I've been in places before where I've just met someone for the first time, but I can have this real connection because of our faith, because we're believing in a God who wants to be close to us, who wants to be intimate, who wants to have interaction in our lives. And that sharing of our faith with each other encourages one another. In the book of Romans, I love this scripture. It says in Romans chapter 1, verse 11, "For I am longing to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you, or rather so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine." Now, this is St. Paul. Paul, who took our faith to the nations, he's saying to the people in Rome, "I am so looking forward to coming to see you, because when I share my faith, you're then going to share your faith with me and I'm going to be encouraged." And that's the value of being in Christian community, to have Christian friends that we can share our faith with each other and encourage each other on in each other's faith. So as we continue in this over the next few weeks, I encourage you to think about your own Christian faith communities, what they're like, what you'd love them to be, maybe how you could help contribute to your Christian community, whether it's your small group, whether it's your church community. I just encourage you to reflect on that this week and come with me on this journey just over this little while. We talk about more about the importance and value of Christian community and how it can lead us to holiness in our lives. I'll see you next time.